I'm Andrea Seabrook in Dayton, Ohio. These are the final days, and you can feel it. Senator Kerry's voice is a little rough. Frazzled campaign staffers have dark circles under their eyes. And the message, as they call it, is no longer about winning new votes so much as turning out the ones they already have. On the schedule for this final push is the now familiar list of the last battleground states: Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio, New Hampshire, Florida, places where Mr. Kerry hopes to catch a few final headlines in the local papers. And one of the big questions reporters have is how Senator Kerry would react to the new videotaped message from Osama bin Laden. In his stump speech, he did not speak to that directly, but he came close.
Let me make it clear to people all across the world. As Americans, we are absolutely united, all of us. There are no Democrats, there are no Republicans. As Americans, we are united in our determination to destroy, capture, kill Osama bin Laden and all of the terrorists. They are barbarians, and we are going to hunt them down, and we will make America safe.
This united, bipartisan view was well received by rallying crowds, but it wasn't quite mirrored by Mr. Kerry's staff off the stage. Press Secretary Mike McCurry suggested President Bush is responsible for the fact that Osama bin Laden is still a threat to the United States.
We don't yield at all in our analysis that the diversion of resources to the war in Iraq left Osama bin Laden free to wander the globe.
McCurry also responded to questions about which campaign benefits from the bin Laden tape, saying voters don't have one-track minds.
They are fully capable of absorbing lots of information, including things like the Osama tape, and focus on what is going to be best for them in their lives, what is best for their own security, what they think is best for America, and then what will change their communities.
In that vein, Mr. Kerry is dividing his time between national security and his core domestic policy proposals. He's also getting help from a galaxy of stars, from musicians like Jon Bon Jovi and Bette Midler to astronaut John Glenn and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral William Crowe. But nothing quite excites voters and some reporters like when Bruce Springsteen walks onto the stage.
As a songwriter, I've been writing about America for 30 years. Who we are, what we stand for, what we fight for. And I believe these ideas are what's at stake on November 2nd.
Bruce Springsteen and John Kerry hope they've convinced enough people of that to win on Tuesday. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, with the Kerry campaign in Dayton, Ohio.